Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lyons. And once again, we'd like you to meet the Lyon family.
I'm Richard Lyon.
I'm Barbara Lyon.
I'm Buttercup Lyon.
And I'm Baby Daniels Lyon.
And here they are in home again.
Family, here's the house. We're home again.
Yes, isn't it wonderful?
It sure is, Ma.
Oh, yes, Mother.
Well, come on, everybody. Pile out of the car.
Okay, Daddy.
Barb. Bebe, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get my two little suitcases out, but Barbara and Richard are in the way.
Well, pick them up and pass them out through the sunshine roof.
Okay, but I think that's silly. Here goes. Oh.
Ma, put me down.
Bebe, I meant the suitcases, not the children.
Oh.
I'll get the suitcases out, Pop.
And I'll bring the packages.
Good. I'll carry the trunk up to the front door.
Oh, be careful, Daddy. When you carry it upright, you can't see over the top.
Look, Barbara, I know what I'm doing. Oh, where's that bottom step?
Oh, my goodness. Look at all those bottles of milk in front of the door. Ben, I forgot to cancel our milk delivery.
Darn it. What did you say, dear?
Never mind. You know now.
Well, stand back while I put this trunk down.
Oh, there.
I've never seen so many milk bottles. Mother, you probably caused a milk shortage.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. But it does show how long we've been away.
Yes, we've been away for over 28 quarts. Now that we're back, it seems like only a pint ago.
Oh, what corn. Honestly, Richard.
Will somebody please open the door? Well, who's got the key?
Don't look at me, Daddy. Nor me.
Richard?
It's not in any of my pockets, Pop.
Well, let's see. Empty them out on the trunk.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
The trunk. That's where I put the front door key.
You mean to say you put the front door key in there? Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Think so? Wait and look for the key to the trunk.
Well, where is it?
In the trunk.
Oh, no. Now how are we going to get into the house?
Well, how about trying the window, Daddy? If you climb up, you can reach it.
All right. Say, we're lucky. This window isn't locked.
It isn't a very big window, Pop. You better let me climb through. I'm thinner than you are.
What impertinence. You'd think I was fat the way you talk. I'm going through now. Give me a push, all of you.
Come on, kids. Let's push your father through the window.
Okay, Mother.
Heave.
His head's through.
Heave.
His chest is through.
Heave.
Now we come to the seat of the trouble.
Heave.
Ooh.
It's no good. His bay window is stuck in the bay window.
Daddy, are you all right? Daddy, say something.
Richard, my boy, come on up here and help your poor old fat dad, will you?
I'll do it, Ben. I'll climb up on the trunk and give you a push from behind. Here. Oh, Ben. Remember our last night in Blackpool when we looked through that window and saw that big round moon?
Well, what on earth made you think of that?
The view from here is similar.
Now stop talking silly and give me a pull.
Okay.
Oh, there. I'm free now. Look out. I'm coming down.
Look, Daddy. Here comes a policeman. Maybe he can help us.
Caught you in the act, didn't I? All four of your house breaking, eh?
Oh, you're mistaken, Constable. You're evidently new on this beat. This is my house. I'm Ben Lyon.
Oh, prove it. Say something corny.
Don't you do it, Ben. Why should you give him your best jokes?
Phoebe. Phoebe, can you prove you're Mrs. Lyon?
I can.
All right. Identify yourself.
Oh, I don't have to identify myself. I know who I am.
Okay, you're Mrs. Lyon, all right. My apologies, sir.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, Pop, Barbara and I'll go around and see if we can get in the back window.
Good.
You know, for a moment, sir, I thought you were the chap who's been robbing these houses in this district.
You mean there's been a burglar around here?
Oh, not last, sir. Last Tuesday night, he robbed the Bensons and Mayor Clinker's houses. We're on the lookout, though, for him.
Well, I hope he doesn't come around to our house. I'll never forget the last time I got scared by a burglar.
Oh? What happened?
Well, I thought I heard a burglar, so I jumped out of bed, and I saw a man's feet sticking out from under the bed.
The burglars?
No, Ben. He thought he heard burglars, too.
Oh. Oh, well, I must be off. Don't forget to lock your doors and windows. Cheerio.
Goodbye,
Constable.
Goodbye.
Hey, Ma, I got through the back window. You can come in now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Come on, Ben.
Well, 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 we're in our own home at last. Oh, and look who's here to welcome us. Skippy and Henrietta.
Hello, Skippy. Hello, Henrietta. Florrie certainly took good care of you.
I wonder where Skippy's six little kittens are.
They just ran out the front door. Look, they're lapping up the milk you spilled, Pop.
Well, I'll be darned. Hey, you six little scallywags, aren't you going to say hello to us? Oh, dear, there's no doubt about it, BB. It's certainly good to be home.
Oh, Mother, Mother, Aggie left a note on the kitchen table. She's back from her holidays, but she's out shopping.
Oh, I can't wait to see her. Come on now, kids. Let's take the dust sheets off the furniture.
The holiday was sure over in a hurry, wasn't it, Mom?
Yes, but I'll bet you'll be happy to get back to school.
How much do you want to bet?
Oh, stop joking. I remember my summer vacations when I went to school. I was in the third form. No books for 3 months, then fresh as a daisy, back to the third form again.
Mother, why were you in the third form so long?
Well, I kept copying the answers from the little girl in front of me, and they were always wrong. It took me 2 years before I discovered I was sitting in front of a mirror.
Well, Mimi, I've unpacked all the baggage.
Good.
Oh, Daddy, a man named George Parker called you.
George Parker? Who's he?
That man who lived in our hotel in Blackpool. You remember, the handsome one who won all the games and made such funny after-dinner speeches?
Oh, that bore. What did he want?
Well, he said you told him to drop in any time he was in the neighborhood, and he's coming today.
What?
Don't look so surprised, Ben. I don't know this George Parker, but you were inviting everybody.
Yes, you kept saying, if you're ever in London, make our home your home.
Well, of course. Everybody says that when they're away on holiday. But you don't expect anybody to accept an invitation like that, do you?
George Parker did.
The sponger. Honestly, if I didn't have my address on our note paper, I'd move. And another thing.
Oh, stop it, Ben. Stop it.
Well, I mean it, the moocher. He'll probably smoke all my cigars and eat us out of house and home. I have a good mind to punch him in the nose.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon. Oh, I'm sure they could all do with a nice hot cup of tea.
So good to see you again.
Oh, it's just lovely to have you back. Hi, it's been so quiet and peaceful without you.
I wish you'd been with us, Aggie. We had a swell time.
Yes, next year you'll have to come along with us. Look what he did for me.
Well, you can always sue them, can't you?
Same old Aggie.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, your boss, Mr. Fox, sent you a beautiful basket of fruit.
Oh, how nice. Where is it?
Well, while I was out shopping, it exploded.
Oh, Aggie. Still exaggerating, eh?
Oh, maybe a wee bit. Well, I think I'll go and get you all a bite to eat.
You said it, Green Girl. What have you got?
Oh, some salad, some kippers, and some ham.
Oh, wonderful. Let's have the salad and the kippers.
Doesn't anybody want the ham?
Well, everybody stop looking at me.
Well, it is good to see you.
Welcome back, Mrs. L. We've missed you all very much. I brought you some flowers out of my garden. Chrysanthemums.
Oh, they're lovely. We brought you some things, too. A tea cozy, a silver whistle for little Albert, and some Blackpool rock. Here you are.
Oh, thanks so much. I hope it wasn't too much trouble.
Oh, no. Only the Blackpool rock. The shops are all sold out, so I had to take a hammer and knock a chunk out of the cliff.
Oh, sure. A chunk out of the cliff? You want a cough drop?
No. Blackpool Rock.
Oh, yes. Well, tell me, where's Mr. L?
Oh, he's in the den, singing with his gramophone records. Let's go in.
Okay, now, come on.
Come on, now, Miles, my house, I'm going to give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you marriage ring and a pomegranate do. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you peach and pear and I love your hair. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you black currant. Come on to my house, I'm going to give you everything, everything, everything. Come on to my house.
Blimey, what was that?
It was Ben.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was Tallulah Bankhead. Matter of fact, she's a baritone.
Well, I'll go put these flowers in water.
All right. Hello, Mr. L.
Well, Wimple, old boy, Wimple, it's good to see you.
You too. You're a sight for sore eyes.
Well, take the red out of your eyes and put it back in your cheek.
Is it? dear, you're a proper acid drop, you aren't you?
Hey, how's Mrs. Wimple?
Mrs. Wimple? She's terrific.
Wonderful. Really? Good, good. Yes. Wimple, why, that's a surprise. Why are you wearing glasses?
Oh, to keep me out of trouble.
Oh, I don't get you.
Well, a couple of days ago, I was walking down Edgeworth Road when I saw a smashing piece of homework. So I whistled at her.
Well, how did that get you into trouble?
It was my wife.
Well, that's too bad. Oh, say, I see BB's giving you your present. Oh, that's a cute little silver whistle for Albert, isn't it?
Not half. I think I'll try it.
Wimple, you swallowed it.
No, not quite. It stuck.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll slap you on the back. How's that? That's too bad. Wimple, where's it lodged?
Well, when you slapped me on the back, the... went out of my... and it lodged in me... and now it's tickling me... Oh, dear.
Well, you'd better see a doctor and have him take it out.
No, no, it doesn't bother me, really. Besides, I've got to see the mayor about that burglar.
Yes, I hear he cleaned out the Bensons in Mayor Clinker's house last Tuesday night.
Yes, but we'll get him.
Well, when you get through with the mayor, come on back to tea.
Was it tea?
Yes, I'll give you something to wet your whistle.
Oh, thank you.
Ben, dear, how do you like my new dress?
Oh, very pretty, dear.
How do you like it, Mr. Wimple?
I think it's smashing, Mrs. L. It brings out your...
Oh, why, Mr. Wimple?
Oh, well, toodaloo. I'll see you all for...
Well, baby, I carried the trunks upstairs and finished cleaning out the tool shed. I'm dead.
Well, don't sit on any of the chairs. Your clothes are all dirty.
Well, for goodness sakes, I'm tired. What do you expect me to sit on?
The same thing you've been sitting on for years.
Now, that's not funny. Say, that George Parker should be here any minute now. Did you lock up my cigars, Richard?
Yes, and I hid the fruit, too.
Good. I'll put him in the most uncomfortable chair.
Say, Daddy, is Mr. Parker the fellow who was married to that girl in the green bikini?
What girl?
You know what girl.
What was her name, Daddy?
I don't remember.
You should have. It was embroidered on her bikini, and you spent plenty of time looking at it.
Oh. Her bikini wasn't so much.
I know. That's why you spent plenty of time looking at it.
Well, if it's any news to you, I don't remember her name.
You told me her name was Lily Jackson, Pop.
Richard, leave the room.
Sorry.
Quiet, Henrietta, quiet.
I'll get it. Florrie, darling, come in.
Oh, Bebe, darling, it's good to see you. I brought you some cake.
Oh, thanks, darling. I have something for you, too.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, hello, Florrie.
Oh, Florrie. Ben's speaking to you.
Oh, don't tell me you've forgotten my face.
No, but you must admit it's an awful temptation.
Now, don't you two start picking on each other again.
Sit down, Mrs. Wainwright. I'll ask Aggie if tea's ready.
Thank you, Barbara dear. I could do with a cup. Do you know, on my way over here, a strange man tried to get off with me.
Congratulations.
Ben. Florrie, don't you think you should do something about it?
Bebe's right. If he's that drunk, you should call the police.
Be still, Ben. What did he do, Florrie?
He got fresh.
He got fresh?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Well, I said to him, isn't it a lovely day? And he turned to me with a sneer and said, it was till I met you.
If that turns out to be George Parker, I take back everything I've said about him.
Oh, Aggie said tea would be ready in a minute. Say, maybe that's Mr. Parker. I'll get him.
Hello. I just dropped back for that cup of tea, Mr. Hill.
Oh, good, good. Wimple, did you get that whistle dislodged?
Well, I must have. I haven't heard from it since.
Fine. Well, while we're waiting for tea, I'll show you all the snapshots we took on our trip. Take a look, everybody.
Oh, the snapshots. Look, Mother. Here's the one of us dancing on the veranda.
Yes, and there's Lily Jackson in her green bikini.
Look, here's one of me diving into the pool.
Hmm, very nice form.
Pop, you're looking at Lily Jackson.
Look, Mother. Here's a snap of a shrimping.
Oh, yes. Some crazy people tried to get me in one of those nets.
They weren't crazy.
What?
I said they were lazy. Lazy,
oh,
they're lazy.
I see.
Look, here's a picture of Barbara and Pop shrimping. They're in the water up to their knees.
Yes, and there's Lily Jackson standing next to them in her green bikini.
Say, she is at that.
You know very well she is.
Here's a snap we took on the last day. There we are saying goodbye to everybody.
There is. Where's Lily Jackson?
She was in bed with water on the knees.
Don't be silly. She never went in that far.
Oh, that's too bad. Those were rather saucy pictures you took of her, Mr. L. She looked as sweet as candy.
Well, that's because I was using my candid camera. Oh, dear. I made a fudgy.
I think I'll break that camera.
If you do, there won't be any old focus at home.
Oh, that's awful.
It's Florrie, Bebe.
Oh, hello, Florrie. Excuse me, Florrie, I have to go. The telephone's ringing.
But, Bebe, we're on the telephone.
Oh, then it must be the doorbell. Hold on, I'll be right back.
All right, dear.
Come in. Well, hello.
Hello.
My, my, it's good to see you again. You're looking fine. How's your mother?
Just fine.
Oh, I'm so glad. She's so sweet. Excuse me, I'm on the phone. Hello, Florrie.
Who was that just came in?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I'll call you later. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
I thought that Mucha was going
to... Ben, old pal. Hello, old pal, old pal.
Well, if it isn't... George Parker?
That's right. You just had to drop in. You were pretty persistent, you know. Remember, you kept saying, if you ever come to London and don't look me up, I'll put poison in your soup.
Yes, that's right, that's right. Bebe, will you ask Aggie to make us a pot of soup? I mean a pot of tea.
All right, dear.
Got any cigars in the house, Florrie?
Not one. I never smoke them. Bebe doesn't like the smell.
Oh, too bad. I brought you a box.
Oh, well. Oh, thank you. I can always smoke them in the tool shed.
Good. You know I like you, Lion. If I can do anything for you, just let me know.
Me too.
Well, There is a small thing you can do for me. Mr. Hanson, the magistrate, an old friend of yours, isn't he?
That's right.
Well, I left Blackpool a few days before you did.
Yes, of course.
Mr. Hanson thinks I was out with his daughter the night before last, but on my word, I wasn't. I was home alone. However, I haven't got an alibi to prove it.
Naughty boy. Well, what do you want me to do?
Just write a note to the magistrate saying I was with you in Blackpool.
Well, I realize that isn't ethical, but if you say on your word of honor you were home alone, I believe you.
Well, here's your tea, boys. How do you like yours, Mr. Parker?
Just a slice of lemon for me, please.
Oh, well, here's a slice of lemon. I'm sorry you won't have any tea. Well, I better go back and help Aggie.
That's some wife you have, there.
Yeah, she's a great little woman. Wouldn't know what to do without her.
I would.
Enjoying your piece of lemon?
Yes. It's delicious. old pal, I'm afraid I'll have to be running along. But I did enjoy those 8 songs you sang for me.
Oh, thanks.
How about the letter to Mr. Hanson, the magistrate? I brought it along, all typewritten. All you've got to do is to sign your name.
Oh, that was very thoughtful of you. Let's see what it says first.
Here.
Let's see. Dear Magistrate Hanson, George Parker was with me Tuesday night in Blackpool. We played cards from 8 p.m. until 9 o'clock in the morning. He never left my side during the entire night. Doesn't that sound a little strong, old boy?
Oh, no, I don't think so, old friend. Here's the pen.
Well, wait a minute, I don't know.
I say, you certainly have a beautiful singing voice.
Oh, where shall I sign it?
Right there.
There, it's signed.
Thanks. Well, I'll be running along.
Oh, don't worry about that letter, George. I'll have my son, Richard, post it.
Thanks, that would look better. Well, goodbye, old friend.
Goodbye, old pal. Well, I guess I'd better get this envelope stamped. Doggone it, I haven't got a stamp left. Oh, Richard.
Yes, Pop?
Do you happen to have a postage stamp on you?
Not a new one.
Well, run down to the post office, son, and buy me one, will you?
Sure, Pop.
Then stamp this letter and drop it in the pillar box. Here's a shilling.
Okay. Oh, and Pop, I'll be sure to bring you back the change.
Thanks.
I don't expect any reward for my labors.
Good.
You know, some kids charge for running errands. Oh, but not me, Pop. I consider it an honor.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way.
I'm proud to run an errand for my father without having to be paid for it.
All right, son. All right. Keep the change.
Gee, thanks, Pop.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Wimple.
Johnny, Pebbles has come back. Mr. Elf. I thought you'd like to know the police caught that burglar.
Say, that's wonderful.
Yes, he was proper cocky, too. He said he had an alibi. But we've got his fingerprints. No alibi is going to help George Parker.
Well, I should hope not. George Parker? Wimple, did you say George Parker?
That's what I said.
Oh, no.
Here, this George Parker says a friend of his has signed a letter that will clear it.
Well, will it?
Not likely. We're just waiting for that letter to arrive. And when it does, we're going to expose the dirty crook who signed it. Oh, well. Toodle.
Beebe, I sent that letter.
Oh, Ben, you did what?
I sent that letter for George Parker. I didn't know he was a crook.
Oh, this is awful.
It's the police. They're here already.
No, that's Mr. Wimple running up the street.
Oh. I don't know yet. Call my solicitor, Angus Keith, will you?
Of course, darling. Now, stop worrying. What's his number?
Oh, look it up, Phoebe.
Where's the book?
I don't know. Ask the operator.
All right. Hello, operator. Where's the phone book?
Oh, no, Phoebe. No, not the book. The number. Ask for Mr. Keith.
Oh. Hello, operator. Where's Mr. Keith? Chinese operator.
Phoebe, hang up. I'll do it myself.
All right, dear, all right.
Oh, too late. It's the police.
Ben, don't panic.
I'm not panicking. I'm not afraid. I'll open the door and tell them to do their duty. All right, I'm ready. Put the handcuffs on me. Lead me to the Black Mariah and all. Oh, come in, Barbara.
Sorry I had to ring, Daddy. I forgot my key.
You're always forgetting your key.
Ben, I can see the mayor of Marble Arch coming up the path.
Oh, that means they've definitely got the letter. Well, this is it, girls.
What's it, Daddy?
I'm in a jam. Now, be still, both of you. I'll do the talking. Oh, come in. All right, Mayor Clinker, I'm ready.
And you know why I've come?
Yes.
Good. I can't think of a better toastmaster for my dinner party next Thursday night.
Toastmaster? Dinner party? Oh, yes, of course.
Then it's settled.
Yes. Oh, Mr. Mayor, as a matter of interest, when does that burglar come up for trial?
Oh, as soon as we get that fake letter his friend sent to the magistrate. Whoever signed it must be his accomplice.
Oh, no. I mean, maybe the man who signed the letter was perfectly innocent. Maybe he was tricked into it.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Lion. Nobody but a halfwit could be tricked into signing a letter like that.
Who are you calling a half? Oh, yes, he is. I mean, yes, I see.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Those two crooks will go to prison for a long time. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Oh, Beebe, Barbara, did you hear that? It's only a matter of time before I'll be in jail. Oh, please don't hate me for this.
Of course not, Daddy. We'll always love you.
Yes, darling. Even if you do go to prison, nothing will be different.
Oh, yes, it will. People will point the finger of scorn at you and say, that poor woman, she's married to Ben Lyon.
That's what I said. Nothing will be different.
Oh.
Oh, poor Daddy. Don't take it so hard.
I've ruined everything. I'll bear the scar for the rest of my life.
Don't worry, darling. The worst scars are healed by time, and that's what you'll be doing.
Oh.
Oh, don't, Daddy. You're making me sad.
I can't help it. I'm going to jail.
Oh, I know, but why cry about it, darling? You just have to make the best of it. Yes, there's always visiting days.
Thursday's only.
Never mind, darling.
That's right. Well, I think I'll go and rest in my cell. I mean in my room.
Try to get some sleep, darling.
No, I couldn't sleep.
Oh, try. Try having convicts jumping over a gate.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Hey, family, something terrible's happened.
Well, how did you know?
Because it happened to me. I was walking down the street thinking beautiful poetic thoughts about the seaside and money and the sunshine and money and the flowers and money. And when I got to the pillar box, I was so happy thinking about money that instead of posting Pop's letter, I posted my wallet.
Oh. Richard, you didn't post that letter?
No.
Where is it?
I've got it right here in my pocket.
Oh.
Pop, you kissed me.
Richard, my son.
How do you feel now, Daddy?
Oh, how do I feel? Wonderful. It's great to be a free man.
You're lucky, Pop. If you'd been arrested, they'd have given you 20 years.
Yes, yes, 20 years. Just think. On my release, I'd been 56.
Where's Mother, Daddy?
Oh, she's out getting the meat ration for dinner and posting my football coupons.
I hope she gets a nice joint for dinner. I'm starved.
Ben, I'm back.
Oh, good. Did you catch the last post?
Yes, but I don't think you'll win the post, and we're not having much of a dinner.
Why not?
Well, I was walking down the street thinking how silly Richard was to have posted his wallet. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. And when I reached the pillar box, I was laughing so hard.
You didn't.
Yes, instead of posting your football coupons, I posted our meat rations.
Oh, no.
There was Life with the Lion with Bebe Daniel and Ben Lyon and their children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Horace Percival, David Enders, Philip Ray, and Keith Pyatt. The script was by Bebe Daniels, Bob Block, and Bill Harding. The dance orchestra was conducted by Stanley Black with incidental music by Arthur Wilkinson. Production by Tom Ronald.